This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I'm really looking forward to the fireside chat because I really want it to be contextual to the industry. Obviously, given that my sister's in it, I've always paid a lot of attention to it because I always feel that there's so much ambition and entrepreneurial tendencies in the real estate industry, but I also have always been fascinated by it because it's similar to the reason I like the NFT market and why I always loved collectibles, because I'm fascinated by the concept of markets going up and down. Especially if you break down my content, I think so much of it speaks to being practical and being self-aware and staying in your lane. And people really get caught in this industry by being overexcited when times are good and not anticipating when times are bad. And so it's been really interesting to watch over the last 30 years, the way to win, how easy it is to lose, and there's so many variables in it. The thing that I probably want to talk most about is what I've been spending a lot of my time on lately, which is what does it take from an emotional intelligence standpoint to actually be successful? I think the concept of soft skills has been really fascinating to me. That when we talk about empathy or kindness or patience, we consider them soft skills. And I truly believe that they're the actual hard skills of business. That knowing how to write up a contract or use Excel or like run the math is actually quite easy. What I think is very hard is when another human being is incredibly disrespectful to your face and having the intestinal fortitude to be the bigger person in that moment for what you're trying to accomplish. And I think it's time that we really start having this conversation in the business world. That, how many people here have employees? Raise your hand. Raise it high. Thank you. So for example, for all the people that just raised their hand, something I've been thinking a lot about lately is the concept of, does anybody here actually have the explanation to why it is ever appropriate for a boss to scream and yell at somebody in a negative way in front of other people? Like, yeah, we're all like, no, 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 never. But it happens every fucking day. And I've been fascinated by it because I'm like, wow, like, for a long time, the context of doing business has been used as an excuse framework for just bad behavior and comma. And here's the most interesting part. I'm stunned by how many people are confused that fear is a better motivator than love. I'm fascinated by that. You know, the hypothesis of my new book and how I wrote it and really what I think about, and really COVID gave me the opportunity to really finally put on paper what's been on the tip of my tongue, what's always been in my stomach, what's been back here, but I got it out there, is I'm trying to build the biggest empire in the world. I want to be the single most successful entrepreneur of all time, financially. Like, the points, the money. I have no concern about saying that, but I'm stunned by the fact that people feel that you have to compromise your values to be successful. I remember when Steve Jobs got wildly popular in Silicon Valley, and I would be at conferences and I would talk about how I was so marveled by his incredible innovation skills, but I didn't love the way the narrative was being painted about how he treated employees. And it was like, I was watching kids, young kids who were starting apps and companies, genuinely almost think it was cool to be tough on their people. Not that they were so bad, but they thought like this was gonna motivate them. And I was very affected by it. And I think that it's really led to a place where, for me, as my profile and the attention on me has grown, that I feel incredibly compelled to have the conversation of my management style. It's why I had to go vulnerable, which is not my favorite move with this book, because in 12 and a half, I talk about my half being candor. Gary V on stage and in content is a beast when it comes to candor. It's my strength. Gary Vaynerchuk as an operator was really bad at it. I actually just genuinely didn't like the feeling of delivering bad news, telling someone they weren't good at what they did. I didn't value money enough, so I'd be willing to keep people around. I tried 100 different ways to fix it without telling them that they stink. And then what would ultimately happen is I would get resentment. I would hold on for dear life for 3 years, and then finally on a random Tuesday, surprise the shit out of them and fire them. Which is the complete scenario of why anybody who's ever worked for me does not like me in a world where that shouldn't be the case based on who I am and how I value money. And I had to go through that in my late 30s and early 40s, even probably early 40s and recently. And what has transpired once I kind of tricked myself, I almost Gary V'd myself and basically put the word kind in front of candor. And I've managed that way for the last 2 years. And for anybody, and I saw a lot of you with your body language who have that shortcoming, it has been staggering how effective kind candor has been for me and has been foundational in the growth of VaynerX and VaynerMedia over the last 24 months. Other people, candor comes very natural. The problem is they deliver it like a dick face. And that's never gonna work. You know, genuinely making someone not feel good, genuinely scaring someone, is a losing formula. You can more than easily use it in the short term to capture some cash. I promise you, you will leave money on the table deploying that format. And it's an important convo, because we have not in popular culture had the conversation that warm and kind and nice is the actual alpha skill to make lots of money. And I'm fucking here for it, and I hope you're ready for it. It's a big deal, because my book isn't like, let's all go to a mountain and drink tea and pray nice shit will happen. This is not a fucking delusional, like it's all gonna be okay. This is, if you wanna dominate, long term. The reason so many people lose in the real estate market overall, they will in NFTs, they do in collectibles and many other things, is they want money fast and they do short-term behavior and they don't thoughtfully think long-term. Right? They overextend themselves, game over. That's how I think about emotional intelligence. If you play in a way where every relationship appreciates you, and do you, listen, do you understand what I'm talking about when I talk about strength? I'm actually not, I love this subject because I want to get deeper into it. Of course it's easy to be nice to someone who's nice to you. I'm talking about the other shit. I'm not, like everyone's like, yeah, I'm nice. I'm like, but what about last Thursday when you all wanted to punch Patty in the face? Well, she was a bitch. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Not when shit's easy, when shit's hard. Everybody in this room has likely had someone get cute and not pay you for some shit. What do you do then? How do you have the strength emotionally to be the bigger person? Do you waste your energy on envy and jealousy or talking shit about that person, or are you on the offense and just moving on? This is money talk. This isn't grandma's nice talk. This is money talk. And that's the nuance that I'm trying to bring to the forefront of the conversation. I am going to make uncomfortable levels of money on the foundation of kindness. When I dissect what's going on with me and how it's happening, it is grounded in patience. It is grounded in empathy. It is grounded in compassion. It is grounded in that stuff. People are like, Gary, this is all wrong. I'm nice and people walk all over me. I'm like, let's break it down, Becky. Like, tell me how you're nice. And let me tell you about the conversations when I broke down the people that tell me they get walked all over and that's why you can't be nice. Let me make it real simple for everybody. Here's what's actually happening. It's one of two things. One, they're actually trying to manipulate people. This whole conversation of I get walked all over, no. You tried to give somebody some shit that they didn't even want because you wanted something from them. Gary V, see you're coming to Dallas. Let me give you a ride to the hotel to save you some money on the car. Translation, hey dude, I wanna pitch you shit for 35 minutes while I get you to the hotel. That happens every day. people out here trying to act kind, they're using it as manipulation. Like, don't give me shit I don't want. And then ask immediately after. That's not kind, that's manipulation. That's number one. Or number two, you're kind, but you're scared to negotiate. You're insecure, and it has nothing to do with you being kind. You're getting walked all over because you're unhappy that somebody's negotiating in business. You just genuinely wish you could get more for it. You could have said no. We lack accountability. I had this talk the other day. I'm like, but I had to sell it for 40. I was like, but you said yes. You could have told Harold to go fuck himself. You said yes. Nobody walked all over you. You folded because it was a good deal for you. Or you needed to move it. I'm fascinated by what's going on in the world. We've gotten into such a funny place for a million different reasons. And I just want people to lock in on themselves and realize how much opportunity you have. Yeah. The biggest thing I'd like to leave with before we go into this Q&A is there's never been more opportunity if you're willing to A, be accountable. That's my favorite. People mad at like, their brokerage is not doing enough for them. Leave, dick. Where's the accountability? You don't like it? Oh, this partner's always screwing me up. Don't do business with him and her. Just an utter lack of accountability. You're in control. Nobody's making you do shit. This is not the USSR where my sister and my parents are from. You are in America. Nobody's making you do shit. What you are is you're a crybaby. And you want, you know, it's really hard. You know, we are an empire, America. We are in now 50 years of prosperity. People are soft. So they complain about dumb shit. Stop doing that, right? Like, I get emails from OG real estate people all the time, like, you know, this is some bullshit. You know, my business is down. I'm like, you're not making TikToks. You're not posting. You're not doing it. You still have fucking bench ads. That's why you're losing. Like, shit changes. I'm pumped that you were the queen of Queensboro for 5 years. It's over. Mike Tyson used to be the champ of the world. People are so entitled. I used to dominate Berkeley Town. I'm like, but you don't anymore. Because you shit on social, that's where people's attention is. You're not making content, nobody knows what the fuck. You have a nice reputation, you're still getting some referrals, but you're not as hungry anymore. People like act as if it's entitled to them. If you don't work, it's not gonna happen. Period. And what's crazy about that is it's simple. Everybody, how many people here would like to be in better physical health? Raise your hands. Let me see. Raise them high. Don't be scared. Some of you are scared. Get it higher, baby. Let's get it higher. Ready? Let me tell you how to do that. I'm going to help you right now. I would like you to eat healthier, less calories, and cleaner. And I would like you to go to the gym and do physical exercise. But what do people want? They want to take some fucking apple vinegar gummy pills. If they've got paper, they want surgery. Same with business. This shit is simple. Do the right things will happen. But people are always looking for fucking shortcuts. People are looking to point fucking fingers instead of thumbs. That's how our society is anxious. Accountability will set you free. Gratitude will set you, we sit here right now. Gratitude will make you happy every day and make your business better. You know why? Because as we sit here right this second, there are 850 million people on earth that do not have access to clean water. And we're complaining about some dumb shit. This is a mindset game. This is a perspective game. You want to find things that are bad? Good news. You can go on the internet and take all your time with it. Just turn on cable TV and the news. They sell you negativity 24/7. You're more than welcome. You wanna find positivity? I do it for a living. Guess what? It's there 24/7. You wanna be happy? It's unlimited. You choose what life is. That's how I think about business. Anything you do that is not nice is costing you money. And the faster you figure that actually out, and the faster you figure out why you're not nice, the more likely you'll be successful. Thank you.